Since 2001, milk and meat from cloned animals has been kept off the market. Those food products could appear on store shelves without special labels if a draft plan by the FDA were to get final approval. The director of the Food Research Institute at the UW-Madison says milk and meat from cloned livestock is no different from that of conventionally bred animals. Michael Pariza says the technology used to produce what he calls twins separated by time will help farmers.
Producers who learn how to use this technology, I think, will significantly benefit from it, and consumers will benefit because it will reduce costs and increase production.
How much milk and meat might actually appear on store shelves is unknown. Proponents say cloning is primarily used to improve a herd, not produce tenderloins and pork chops. Any food marketed, they say, would most likely come from the offspring of cloned animals. That is not reassuring to Joseph Mendelson. He's with the Washington-based Center for Food Safety.
Certainly right now there's not a lot of animals out there, but I think if there's money to be made and the FDA gives the green light, then we'll see it more and more.
A final decision on food from cloned animals is months away. There will be 60 days of public comment first. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.